Anya stared out the window of the plane and marveled at the landscape below them. Overhead, bright blue sky streaked with wispy clouds flanked the snow-topped peaks of the Himalayan mountain ranges. The roof of the world, Anya thought, never looked so utterly amazing.
I suppose it's easy to see why so many people pictured this as being home to Shangri-La. It's incredible up here in this part of the world.
The Nazis thought that Shangri-La was home to a superior race of Nordic people like them. In 1938, they sent an expedition to Tibet led by a guy named Schaefer. They never found anything, of course, but it didn't stop Hitler from imagining that there might be a link to this part of the world.
I know a lot of areas up here claim title to Shangri-La, but that's mostly for tourism, right?
Sure. There's even an airline named after it that operates in this region. They had a serious crash in October 08. 16 tourists and 2 crew were killed 2 miles short of the runway at Jumsen. Terrible accident.
Hope we won't be reliving that today.
No chance. The curious thing about Mustang is how the entire region pokes up into Tibet. It almost looks like a thorn in the side.
Hence, the reason it made such a great staging area for the Kampa guerrillas. They didn't have to travel as far or retreat as much to get back to safety. It made sense to stage there.
Check out that vista there.
Looks especially lush for this region.
Concentrated irrigation. It's not indicative of the entrance to the Garden of Eden. I know the temptation to call it such, but the farmers up here have adapted quite well to the parameters of their environment. Look at that monster of a mountain there.
That's Dalagiri, right?
Up close and personal, over 8,000 meters. I want to fly a little higher, see if maybe we can spot something from up there.
Are you sure that's such a good idea? Those clouds don't look too inviting.
We'll be all right as long as we don't get too close. The most important thing is to get as high as we can in order to observe more than we can see skirting this level. If we keep doing this, all we're accomplishing is burning fuel.
If you say so.
It's a little choppy up here.
You don't say. Did you see that, Mike?
What?
I'm not sure. I could have sworn I saw something down there across that last field we buzzed.
Like what?
A glint of something. Maybe metallic? Maybe someone was signaling us?
We're pretty close to the border of Tibet here. I doubt very much there's a party down there trying to signal us. Doesn't seem likely.
I saw something.
I can take another pass if you want me to check it out.
Might be worth a look.
Hang on.
Anya clutched at the armrests on her seat as Mike jerked the plane all over the sky, trying to make it a smaller target. Anya strained to look over the back of her seat and see behind them, but the massive bags in the rear section made it impossible. Mike banked the plane. They dropped in altitude, and he swung the plane to the left.
We should have an angle on them in a second.
I don't see anything.
Neither do I, but someone very obviously shot a missile at us. It's too risky for us to be out here. Someone's got missiles, and they're shooting at us.
But why would they?
Damned if I know. But we can't risk our lives trying to figure it out. The best thing to do is land and see if we can get some information from somewhere about this. Maybe Singh can help us.
Singh? Why would he?
Because he wants to find this place as badly as we do. And if someone is causing us problems, then they're causing Singh problems, too. He won't tolerate that. And I'm sure he can bring some muscle to bear on it.
Seems like we're getting deeper into debt with him if we do that.
You got a better suggestion?
I guess not.
I know it's not ideal, but we've got to use what we have. And if Singh is desperate to find Shangri-La and can figure out who wants to blow us out of the sky, then that's all the better. Like you said, we can handle Singh later on. What I don't want to handle right now is a missile while I'm flying over one of the largest mountains in the world.
I understand. And you're right. We should land and get out of danger. I just don't understand why anyone would want to shoot at us.
It's worthless trying to figure it out now. We don't know anything about who it might be. We're wasting time up here.
Won't be long now.
The plane rocked from the impact of the rocket as it struck the right wing.
Hang on!
They were rapidly losing altitude. The plane started spinning as it plummeted toward the earth. Anya looked at what was left of the right wing and saw it was on fire. Black smoke poured out, swirling about them as they spun and fell through the sky.
I can't control it! We're going down! Mayday, mayday! This is KC-914. There's been an explosion.
We lost the wing!
Hopefully the rest will hold together until I can get her down.
Took couldn't believe it. He was facing the very real threat of losing everything, all because he'd had the brilliant idea to stow away on this plane. He saw the dreamy visions of his retirement life evaporating before his eyes. Secrecy be damned. He had to let the man on the phone know what was happening.
What's going on?
We've been shot down over the mountains. Mr.
Where are you?
We're north of Jomsom. The closest mountain is Dalagiri. I think we are going to crash there.
Is anyone hurt at this moment?
Not that I can tell.
All right. Listen to me very carefully. You will most likely go unconscious when you crash. As soon as you regain consciousness, try the cell phone and see if you can reach me. Stay with the plane if it's possible. I will find you. I promise.
I am scared.
You should be. I am coming for you right now. Stay alive and I will find you.
Looking out of the cockpit through the dense black smoke, Anya caught the brief glimpses of white snow, and then of Dalagiri looming in front of them again. The plane almost seemed to be climbing, but that couldn't be possible. She glanced at Mike and saw him straining to pull the stick this way and that, trying to fight the plane to a softer landing than the one Anya expected them to receive. The plane toppled through the sky. The altimeter needle spun like a pinwheel, and the numbers shot past. Anya tore her eyes away and braced for impact.